觉这个爱是一个很自然的一个感情的流露。
Because I think that love is a natural outflow of our emotion.
如果我真爱一个人，不需要你来教我，我会很自然的流露出我爱他。
If I truly love a person, I would naturally show it. Nobody need to teach me.
你看现在世界上很多年轻人为着爱死去活来。
If you look at the world today, many young people can give out their life for love.
但是你知道，当我不爱他的时候，你再怎么教我，我觉得我爱不了他，我很难做到，做不了。
But when I don't love the person, no matter how much you teach me, I can't love anymore.
那我自然心里边就产生一个问题。那命令在这里有用吗？为什么圣经要用命令这个词？
So I ponder in my heart, why is the command important in the Bible?
我不知道弟兄姊妹有没有想过，为什么要用命令这个词？
I don't know whether brothers and sisters have thought about it. Why the Bible used the word command?
要命令，因为就是因为我们做不到。
It commands because we can't do it.
我记得王弟兄和尼尔弟兄都有提到，我们这个人呢，我们的爱是很有限。
I think Brother Michael Wong and Brother Neil Bachman both mentioned that to love is very hard.
Very limited.
We are very limited.
我们是有限度的，我们有。我记得尼尔弟兄讲，我们会算计，我们会讲理由。
Brother Neil shared that we will calculate and we'll calculate our gains and benefits.
我们会讲条件，因为如果你爱我，我就爱你。
We will give conditions. If you love me, I will love you.
其实我们心里常常会有这个思想，我今天爱你就爱到这个地步，如果过了，对不起了，我的爱到此为止。
And we always say that if today my love is up to here and I can't love anymore.
所以常常有的时候我们嘴巴上不说，其实我们心里真实的光景真是这样，因为这是我们人的本性，本相就是这样。
Even though we may not say it in the mouth, but our heart has such thoughts that our love is limited.
还有一个，当我昨天晚上我在思想的时候，我是在回顾一下这两天的营会弟兄姊妹所谈到的。
Last night when I pondered the two three days of our camping, many brothers and sisters shared that.
我想到主今天给我们这样一个命令，主要的正是他所要给我们的。
I think the Lord has given us the commandment, and the Lord has given us beforehand the commandment.
我想神不会无缘无故的向我们要爱，在爱要我们他命令我们这样做，给我们这个要求的前面，他已经将他的爱赐给我们。
And when before he even commanded us, he has already put his love in us.
有些圣经经文我们很熟，当我重新再打开来再读的时候，我真的心里很受感动。我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
Many scriptures we are very familiar with, but when we read again, and we can still be moved. We love because God has loved us first.
神就是爱，我们住在爱中的就住在神里边。
God is love. Whoever that dwells in God is dwelling in love.
我们住在神里面，神就住在我们里边。
We dwell in God, and God is dwelling in us.
主住在我们里边，因着神的内住，我们里边有那无限的爱。
Because God is living in us, that's why we have the endless love to flow out.
让我们能够去爱那些我们本来根本不能爱的人，也能够去接受那些我们不能接受的人。
That's why we can love the people that is we don't really love them, but we can therefore love them and accept those that we can't accept.
因着主的爱，我们有力量去走那个本来走不下去的路。
Because of the strength from the Lord, we can walk the way that we can't walk before.
所以我实在是心里很受感动，我们和弟兄姊妹一起彼此的分享勉励。
Therefore, I'm really moved in my heart that I want to share with brothers and sisters.
那这一次大家都知道，我们这次营会和往常有点不一样，因为我们有很多的互动活动。
I think we all see that the family conference is very different this time because we have a lot of interactions.
我想我们从第一天的破冰开始。
From the ice breaking from the first day.
分组交通。
And then fellowship in groups.
还有工作坊。
And
then 还有最后一天的表演。
And the performance.
我们都看到弟兄姊妹很积极的投入。
And we can see the participation of brothers and sisters.
我想我们通过这样的一个分组交通，我们弟兄姊妹彼此有更多的了解。本来我们在教会里边都看到说点点头，你好我好，但是我们彼此没有一个交通的一个机会。
Through the fellowship sessions, brothers and sisters get to know each other beyond the everyday saying hello and goodbye.
那我想我们这一次的活动，这次的组织，让我们使得我们有一个平台，也有一个机会能够彼此的了解。
I think this family conference has given a platform, an opportunity for us to know each other and learn to love each other.
我觉得我们小组里边，我不知道别的小组怎样，我觉得我们小组里边的交通是很敞开、很真实的。
Our group discussion is really open and very true.
Yeah. 我记得我们当第一天的时候，我们第二天我们第一次分组交通的时候，有弟兄们说，他说这个实在做不到，我们道理都很懂，我们做不到。
I remember the first time when we fellowship, one brother shared that it's really hard. We all know the theory of love, but we can't do it.
其实不要说别人，我自己也有这个问题，我自己也在思考这个问题。
Actually, I myself had this problem, and I always think about it.
因为我们懂得很多，但是我们做不到，爱不出来。
Because we know a lot, but we can't practice.
其实我觉得我们人和神之间一个关系啊，是用很多种方式可以来衡量的。
I think the relationship between one person with the Lord can have many measurement indication.
爱就是其中一个很好的衡量的方式。
One indication is the love, is your love.
当我们觉得我们里边不够爱，爱不出来的时候，我觉得神这时候是发给我们有一个提醒，一个信号。
If we find that we can't love, we don't have enough love for others, then it is a signal about our relationship with God.
催促我们要回到这个爱的尽头，回到神的面前。
That prompts us to come back to the Lord to renew our relationship.
我们刚才唱的一首诗歌《哥林多前书》十三章。那我不知道大家有没有注意，哥林多前书十二章三十一节最后两节有这样一句话，给我很大的安慰。
We just sang the hymn from First Corinthians 13, but I'm not sure whether you've noticed the last two verses from chapter 12 is very
verse 31 is. 你们要切切地求那更大的恩赐。
But eagerly desire the greater gifts.
Yeah. 我知道大家有没有注意，刚才 Vicky 姊妹所翻译的是 gift， 英文里边的词是 gift。
The word in English is gift.
你知道，当我出营会了以后啊，我心里实在是在主面前祷告的时候，我觉得主啊，我们道理很懂，但是我们怎么能够爱出来
？When I come out of the camp and I think We all know the doctrines and theories, but how can we put them into practice?
当我读到这句话的时候，我里边真的觉得神回答我的祷告。
When I read this verse, I think that God has answered my question.
这个恩赐英文是说，其实是个礼物，是个 gift， 是神给我们的。
This gift is given by God.
而且我们可以求。
And we can desire for it.
这是主给我们的应许，我们没有吗？我真的我觉得我没有，但是主应许我，我可以来到主的面前，我来求。
Do I have this gift? I think I don't, but I can come before God to ask for it, to desire for it.
我们是在求主怜悯我们。
Truly ask the Lord to have mercy upon us.
让我们在教会中弟兄姊妹彼此的交接中，在我们服事中，都能够有基督的爱。
When I hope that our fellowship with brothers and sisters and can truly have the love from God.
因为这是主所应许的，是最大的礼物给我们的。
Because it is a promise from the Lord that we shall have this gift in us.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们下面将时间交给弟兄姊妹们。
We commit the time to brothers and sisters.
请大家抓紧时间哦，不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Please do not dismiss the move of the Holy Spirit and be quick.
今天是我跟一周负责做翻译的。 Today is Jonathan and I will be doing the translation.
所以如果你有交通呢，无论你是讲普通话或者英语，都有人替你翻译的。
So whether you're speaking in Chinese or English, we have someone to translate for you.
今天是我们2013年最后一个主日。
Today is the last Sunday of 2013.
也是我们去了这个三天的营会里头第一天。
It's the first day after the 3-day conference.
所以无论我们在营会里有什么得着。
So whatever we have received in the camp,
我们感恩的地方。
Anything we can give thanks to God for.
甚至这一年来我们回顾有感恩的地方。
And even this year, what we can give thanks to God for.
我们都可以交通。
We can all share that.
通常第一个人交通是最难的。
Usually the first person to share is the hardest.
刚才西恩已经第一个人交通了。
But David has already became the first to share.
但是他这一个第一个是比较容易的。
But he is easier for him because
因为他领事然后交通嘛。
Because his song leading, he's already standing here.
但是你们现在第一个人的是最难的。
But it's harder for you to come out, to be the first one to come out from underneath.
但是第一个人呢，也最宝贵的。
But the first one also is the precious.
你不单只能够自己交通。
Not only you share yourself.
你更加是开始鼓励其他人交通。
But you also became encouragement to others to come out to share.
所以好像先说，我们不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Like David said, do not put off the Holy Spirit's fire or ignore his prompting.
甚至一两句都可以交通。
Even one or two words that you have, that's good enough.
甚至包括讲英语的年轻人。
Including all the young people here who speak English.
我们把时间交给大家。
We commit this time to you.
我们把握时间。
Let us keep hold the time.
不要让我们到后来才赶着交通没有时间了。
Otherwise, you have no time afterwards.
心里很激动。
I felt quite excited.
感谢主。
I praise the Lord.
真的很感谢主。
I really thank God.
昨天离开营地的我们有分组交通的时候。
Before leaving the camp, we have a small group sharing.
我在我们小组里面，我分享的是说，我希望我们教会每一年都有这样子的特会。
When I was sharing, I say that it would be really good if the church can have such a conference annually.
也感谢主。
I also thank God.
把他的话语丰丰富富的从我们的王弟兄嘴里传给我们大家。
That he has given us his word richly from the mouth of Brother Michael Wong.
我们通常教我们在祷告的时候不要把同一句话就是一直反复的祷告。
We were taught that in prayer we should not repeat the same words over and over again.
但是有两句话在我无论是晨祷晚上祷告的时候这两句话我都重复的把它讲出来。
But there are two words that I always want to repeat, whether I'm praying first in the morning or at night.
我感谢主，把他的话语丰丰富富的充满我的心。
I thank God for giving me His word richly in my heart.
也感谢主，把他的爱明明白白的展现在我的眼前。
And also exhibit to me His love so clearly before my eyes.
这是我们刚才唱的诗歌《哥林多前书》爱的真谛。
And in the hymn we sang just now, the truth of love.
感谢王弟兄，他让虽然我看过这十五个真谛，但是我看过圣经的时候，我没不是很明白，也就是看过就看过了，没有太多的去了解。
Even though I have read that verse before, but I have never looked at it in details. I just basically just brushed past it.
感谢主把他的话语从王弟兄嘴里明明白白的告诉了我。
But I thank God that through Brother Wong that he has clearly taught me the meaning of those 15 matters about love.
让我明白怎样的去爱我们身边的人。
That I understood how I can love the people around me.
我让我明白爱的真谛就是我相信就是最后面的那四句话凡事包容
especially the word include all things that is something that I really touched me
因为你只有有包容的心你才有办法去爱别人
because only when you can include all then can you forgive all
凡事要相信
we must believe all things
我们要把我们做不到的或者有疑惑的不要去相信我们把这一切交给神 因为神他是无私的爱我们 他不会欺骗我们
And things that we are not sure of, we can just commit them to God because our God never lied to us and we can trust in Him.
凡事要盼望,
we must hope in all things.
因为我明白只要我们爱我们身边的所有人 不管是我们教会里面的弟兄还是外面世界的人
And if we love the brothers and sisters in the church or people in the world
因为只要我们爱是我们外面的人 爱我们 教会弟兄里面的人，他们才会对我们主有盼望。
And if we can love our brothers and sisters and others, then we can have hope in the Lord.
最后也是最重要的，凡事要忍耐。
And also endure all things.
因为这忍耐这两个字，在我很多晚上祷告的时候，我都会求主给我一颗有忍耐的心。
Every night when I pray, I always ask God to give me a heart to endure.
所以感谢主，他也给了我这个恩典。
And praise God that He has given me that gift.
我也很感谢我的姐妹，她给我一个最赞美我一句话。
And I thank my wife who has given me a very good praise.
她说我自从信主以后，
She said that since I believe in the Lord,
我整个人脱胎换骨
I have totally changed to another person
感谢主我分享到这里
Thank God I'll just share this much
就像弟兄刚才所分享的
Just like what the brother has shared just now
真的从营会回来后心里就是很难平静下来
After the camp, my heart is still jumping up and down, cannot be calm.
虽然觉得营会去吃也吃不好,
Even though going to the camp, we did not eat well.
甚至吃不饱,
or not feeling enough.
睡也睡不够,
did not have enough sleep.
但是你会觉得很甜,
but I felt that it was quite sweet.
就是说不出来, 真的不是外面能够满足你的甜, 是里面那种甜。
It is something, a sweetness that cannot be satisfied by our things, by something inward.
而且你会真的发觉,你说爱,不是真的不是用嘴巴说的爱。
Because this love is not something that you say with your mouth.
就是要弟兄姐妹们在一起的爱。
It is the love that can be shared when brothers and sisters coming together.
我觉得我很感动是这次好像在营会我跟更多的人有更多的接触。
I thank God that this time in the camp, I was able to get in touch with more people.
就不是永远都是在我自己的小范围里面。
And it's not people that is in my little group.
我有我的范围, 我有我喜欢待的那群人。
I have my little group that I really like to spend more time with them.
我觉得他们很可爱。
I feel that they are really lovely.
我可以跟他们交通。
I like to share with them.
但是好像我对外面的人我并不了解。
But it seems that I'm not very sure of people outside of that circle.
特别是对北区的弟兄姊妹根本不了解
Especially brothers and sisters from Roseville
觉得好有距离感
As if there is a distance between us
但是这次的营会好像把我们拉在一起了
But this camp really bring us together
我觉得那些弟兄们好可爱啊
I really felt that those brothers and sisters are really lovely
我甚至就很直接跟弟兄讲说你好可爱啊
I even say to this brother and sister say that you're really lovely.
然后弟兄说你不可以这样子对弟兄说话的。
And then someone said to me, you cannot say that to a brother.
他说你可以对我这样说，不能对别人这样说。我说哦。
You can say that to me, but don't simply say that to any other brother.
但就是你会真实的感受到他们好可爱。
But I really felt that really lovely.
所以我觉得神是给我们一些机会。 把我们带在一起，并不是一直说用嘴巴来说，而不是在听道里面来学爱。
So God has given this opportunity to bring us together so that we will not just say it with our mouth.
所以我真的是觉得下次大家没去的一定要去camp。
So for those who missed out this camp this year, please go to the next one.
我就先从 我这次就真的是觉得很忙，这次 camp 我就好忙好忙。
But this camp I was really busy with many things.
我觉得以前的 camp 我是去看别人忙的。
Other camps I just go there and just watch other people get busy.
Yeah, but 这次我就觉得我好忙啊。
But this time I was very busy.
我觉得我一个底座都没有吃到过。哦，那点心，我一个点心都没吃过。
I did not even have chance to eat a dessert.
就觉得都是在忙，但是又觉得就是因为这些忙，把我跟别的弟兄姐妹连在一起了。
But because we are so busy, we are able to spend a lot of time with other brothers and sisters.
就从第一个的那个 ice breaking 开始。
From the first day, the ice breaking.
之前我觉得好，如果不是因为这个事情，就是我跟谢恩还北区一些弟兄姊妹一起组织这个活动。
Because I was able to organize with Brother David C and a few other brothers from the
North. 如果不是因为这个活动，我们永远都是哦，你好，再见，谢谢的关系。
Because I was involved, I was able to do more things, but otherwise I'll be just say hello and goodbye. That's all.
但因为这些事情，好像把我们带起有一个东西，是把我们连在一起，一起祷告。
And because of the activity, we were able to pray together.
我们是平等的，没有说你年长，我年幼。
And we are all equal. We are not saying that you're older or I'm younger.
也没有觉得说许多意见是不好的，有意见都是宝贵的。
And we all felt that everyone's opinions are precious, and we can take them on.
而且真正让我学到就是你要放下自己的意思，不要用自己的意思去强加在别人身上。
And we also learn to lay down our own opinion and just try to accept others.
只要是好的意见都是好，不要在乎是谁讲出来的。
Whatever is good, we just don't care who spoke it.
就算有人说你的意见不好也没有关系，只要是对这件事情有好处就没有关系。
And even someone may have make a suggestion which is not too good, but as long as they say it with a good intention, that's fine.
然后我就觉得好像跟年长们有点不一样的改变，觉得他们也好很可爱，很好接触，跟以前想的是不一样的。
So I find that those older brothers and sisters, they are really good to be with. It's totally different to what I thought before.
然后到了最后一个节目，是我们要表演一个小品。
And the last day on the presentation day, we were able to present a little dramatic piece.
是有个弟兄叫我们要出个小品。
It was a brother who suggested that we should do this.
是用命令的口吻说要出个小品。
It was almost a command that we must do this.
你知道吗？我第一个反应是什么？不要。
And my first reaction said, no, we don't want to.
你知道我在想什么？我在想，我不想动脑筋啊。
Because I was too lazy to think.
真的，我是懒得去想。我说，哦，要出小品，要再去动脑子，我很懒，不想。
Because to do this dramatic piece, we have to think a lot about what to do.
好像也对我没有什么好处啊。
And it doesn't really benefit us.
但就在营会，讲员有两次提到，你不要去计算自己的东西。
And then in the camp, the speaker twice say that we should not be calculative.
我就哦，好像是我在，还是算我自己。
And I thought, well, I'm still being calculative about myself.
其实我一直不想演，就是我更怕是因为我知道能在一起都有问题的。
Because I knew that when people are coming together to do something, there will be problems.
我不想把一堆人聚集在一起，然后自己搞一堆麻烦出来。
I do not want to put myself in it and to cause more problems.
所以我就想说我不要。
So I said no.
但是就觉得好像神说你不要去计算。
But then God said to me, do not be calculative.
好吧，那我就去问大家谁要参加。
So I went to ask people, anyone want to participate?
但是我刚开始我真的很生气，我是生气了。
At first I was angry.
大家 yes or no 都不说，就是给个含含糊糊的答案，我就觉得好不干脆啊。
People seem to do not give a yes or no answer. It's just a bit blur about what.
我就直接背个包，从桌子吃饭都是直接离开了。我觉得哦，你们怎么这么不爽
？And I got so angry that I left the dining table and I say, "You are not cooperative."
后来我就想，哎，也不对，这样也不好。
Then I say, "Well, this is not right."
人跟人性格毕竟有不同。
Because everyone are different.
后来我就师兄就反正就有姊妹，我又回去了嘛，又回去吃饭的地方。
And then I went back to where we had lunch, meal.
然后我就跟大家继续讨论。
And I continued to discuss with.
但是我有个提醒就是你，我不要太强。
And I keep reminding myself that I should not be too forceful.
到后来我的最后就感觉我们就有几个弟兄姊妹们真的是愿意帮我们在一起，一起愿意组织这个活动。
And then we discovered there are a few volunteers, brothers and sisters who are willing to participate.
性格真的都是不同的。
Their characters are all quite different.
但是我们又是像同样的，我们就是不要去坚持自己的意思。
And we did the same thing. We do not insist on what we want to do.
放下自己的意思。
To put down our own ideas.
只要是好的意见，就是好的意见。
Whatever is good, suggestions, we'll take them up.
就每个人，后来最感动的是，因为这个时间真的很短，加起来就一天多的时间要准备。Because
we only have a very short time, only one day to prepare.
感觉对我来讲是一种好难的东西啊。To
me, it is something very difficult.
所以呢，那天早上就跟姊妹提出来，我们就一起晨更，一起祷告。So
when a sister has suggested this, we have prayed together during the morning watch.
我觉得好美啊，大家一起祷告一件事情，好敞开的祷告。
And it was a very great time because we can openly pray about what we need.
觉得我们心好，就是团结，好团结。
In a sense, our hearts are quite united with one another.
其实我一直不明白什么是合一，我真的是不明白。
In the past, I do not really understood what it means to be together.
其实我现在我也不说我明白。
I'm not saying that I totally know about it.
但是当我们几个弟兄姊妹们很团结的站在讲台上的时候。
But when a few brothers and sisters are willing to do that on the pulpit,
我觉得我们是一个的,
we felt that we are in oneness.
我们不是在表现说要表现自己,
we are not trying to show off ourselves.
我们又不是说只要做好自己那部分好了，别人的不管了。
We're not saying that I just want to perform my part well, I don't care about others.
我觉得我们就是一家人的感觉，好亲。
But we felt that we are one family and we are quite close.
就是这种团结在一起的感觉。
It was something that made us feel that we are really together.
所以我就是觉得真的是神世界的环境要把我们放在一起。
So the Lord is putting us together through the circumstances.
然后我其实我上台的时候，我一直很怕我会哭，你知道吗？
Every time I come on the stage, I'm always worried that I might break down in tears.
因为在早上5点多，我弟兄们祷告的时候，我就会哭，我其实自己很感动。
Because this morning at 5, when I woke up and I pray, I was very excited, and I was in tears.
所以我就跟神祷告，哦，上帝保佑我，千万不能哭，太丢人了。
I say to God, make sure that help me to make sure that I won't cry because it's shameful to cry.
虽然说在台下大家真的表演得很感动哦。
But
then,
but a fact that the performance really quite moving and people really touched by it.
有个姊妹真的是唱到了，她不是专业的唱歌的。
There was a sister who was singing. She's not a professional.
但是当她唱到了，因他活着，我就能面对明天。
But when she sang, Because he lived, I can face tomorrow.
第一句话我就在台下我就哭了。
Then I will cry.
我不知道为什么觉得就是好感动。
But I felt that I was quite moved by her voice.
可能这首歌唱了千百遍，但是特别感动。
But even though I have sang the same hymn many times, but this time I was really touched.
然后当时，我们前面一个组也是唱诗歌。
And before that, we also have a group that sings some hymns.
唱到了爱的色彩。
And talk about the colors of love.
我就听了他第一句，他唱说，如果世界没有爱的色彩，会怎么样呢？
And she's saying that if the world do not have the colors of love, what would that be?
我又哭了。
And I cry again.
就心头一酸，也说不上为什么。
I'm not sure why I'm like that.
所以我就跟神祷告，千万不要哭，千万不要哭。
So I said to God, please help me not to cry, not to cry.
然后真的还没有哭哎。
I'm still holding up well.
然后。 还有一点我真的非常非常感动的是我们的一个 workshop.
And I was also quite moved by one of the workshop I went to.
不是道理，不是知识，不是在讲道理，不是在讲圣经的什么东西。
It's not when someone was preaching the word.
是一群很真实的人聚集在一起。
But it's a group of young people, real people meeting together.
分享我们真实的光景。
They are really sharing about their true situation.
讲我们自己真实在澳洲所遇到的难处，怎么样经历主。
And they talk about their time in Australia, how much they suffer, and how they experience God.
是种真实的，是种生命的见证在吸引着我。
It was a real testimony to hear everyone.
也让我看到了，其实很多你不认识的姊妹们很好。
And I saw some sisters that I do not familiar with. They are really good sisters.
我那个时候，他们叫我上去那个总结的时候，我自己上去总结，自己在那边哭。
And I was asked as a leader to go out and summarize the discussion result. I was crying all the time.
我记得就为什么要哭呢?
I'm not sure why I was crying.
但我就是很感动。
But I was quite moved.
所以我真的这次 camp 最大感觉就是人跟人是有问题，但是有很美的地方。
So in this camp, even though we see people have their own problems, but they are also much to be desired.
所以就让这次 camp 让我觉得，我觉得特别是跟北区的弟兄姊妹有多一点的交通。
Especially if we have more fellowship with brothers and sisters from the north side.
这边让我看到在第一个 ice breaking 的时候，有些老弟兄上台要唱歌，好可爱呀。
And I saw some older brothers and sisters, they went up on the stage to sing out the hymns as part of the competition, and I felt that was so beautiful.
We are
really like one family.
It's
not something that we just preach and then people can
see us.
So there's a DVD, I believe, and I hope that you all can see it.
好的.
That's all. Praise the Lord.
我是从北京来的。
I came from Beijing.
主呢带领我呢来到这里探望我的女儿和姑爷。
And the Lord brought me here to visit my daughter and also my son-in-law.
也可以说呢我呢经过了那个几个第一。
In a sense that this is I have a few firsts in my life.
我第一次坐飞机。
First time taking a seat in an aeroplane.
我也第一次出国门。
First time going overseas.
我也第一次呢，就是因为我们在北京嘛，圣诞节是冬天，而且我第一次经历第一个夏天的圣诞节。
In Beijing, Christmas time, it will be winter, so this is my first summer Christmas.
尤其是这是幸运的是呢，我赶上了咱们这次特会。
And I'm so fortunate to be able to participate in this conference, family conference.
在这次特会当中，我感觉到啊，在属灵的方面，我有很多的供应。
And especially in the spiritual supply, I receive much.
这次的主题呢，是在爱中彼此建立。
And this conference, the theme is building up one another in love.
围绕着这个主题呢，我们这那个就是开展了很多的很有新颖的一些个聚会。
And around that topic, we had many attractive meetings that I can participate.
最新颖的活动就是什么呢？我第一次看到就是咱们这个那个弹就发的那个上面有一个破冰。
And especially that ice-breaking meeting that we had.
和工作房,
and also the workshop.
我都不明白,
I do not understand what they were for.
但是呢, 我通过这次我明白了,
but after going there, I now know what they are for.
而且呢, 这个尤其是工作房,
especially in the workshop.
那就是说的那个, 就是说的这个活动主要是参加就根据我们自己灵里的光景呢。
And whoever participate according to their spiritual condition at that time.
来参加自己要参加哪一个聚会。
And they can freely elect to go to whichever group they want to go to.
非常有很强的针对性。
And it is something that is quite focused to the topic.
再一次呢，这次经过王老弟兄的讲道，
and through the preaching of Brother Michael Wong,
我就记住了一句，就是比较我挺有感动的。
And there was one thing that was really moving to my heart.
他说到，我们今天我传递的是不是一篇什么信息。
He said that what I'm preaching today is not just a teaching or a message.
我传的而是神主的命令。
But I'm passing on to you the commandment of the Lord.
命令是在军队上用的一个名词。
Command is something that we often heard in the military situation.
但是我们是神的军队。
But we are the army of the Lord.
我们是精兵。
We are the soldiers of the Lord.
主耶稣是我们的元帅。
And the Lord Jesus is our general.
我们就要听我们大元帅的命令。
So we need to listen to the command of the great general.
这次通过神借着我们王老弟兄的口，
and this time the Lord through the elderly Brother Wong's mouth
重新给我们这一个命令，
to give us renew this commandment to us,
让我们必须得遵守，
that we must obey,
因为我们的神就是爱，
because our God is love,
我们是他的军队，
we are his army,
我们就要遵守他的命令，
and we are to obey his commandments.
再一个就是说呢， 在这次聚会当中，
in this meeting,
我经历了很多就是那个生命很丰盛的弟兄，
I have,
生命里头很丰盛的弟兄。
I have met a few brothers who are very rich in their spiritual life.
在表面上看他们非常的谦卑。
When you look at them outwardly, they are very humble.
他们不声不响。
They do not usually speak much.
但是当他们分享那个就是我们在交通的时候，
but in the small group fellowship, when they share,
我觉得他们灵里光景非常的丰盛。
I find that they are very rich spiritually within.
我那个小组有一个叫孙汉光的老弟兄。
There was a brother Kenneth, a son in my small group.
让我们看来就是怎么说很普通的一个老弟兄。
He just looked very normal outwardly.
通过他的分享以后，我觉得他灵里光景非常的好。
But through his fellowship, I felt that he is really rich. Spiritually.
也让我看到他的温柔。
And I saw his gentleness.
和谦卑。
And his humility.
这个是值得我学习的。
There's something that is worthwhile for me to follow.
我很愿意将这次特会的经历，
I really want to share with you my experience this time in the conference.
向我北京的弟兄姊妹去分享。
And I want to share with the brothers and sisters in Beijing.
我也愿意做一个渴慕真道的一个孩子。
I want to be a child that really long for the truth.
因为我还有一段时间在这里。
Because I still have a bit of time in here.
我更愿意跟我们的弟兄姊妹，
I'm really willing to share this with brothers and sisters and to learn together the word of God and to build up one another in love.
谢谢。
Thank you.
中文。
I still like to speak in Mandarin.
然后我觉得最近的几年主一直在向我启示我是一个多么坏的人。
These few years God has kept revealing to me what a naughty boy, a child I was.
因为我是那种就是被人家赞惯的那种人了。
I'm someone who receive a lot of praises from people.
但实际上在生活上，在跟弟兄姊妹相处上，主耶稣也一直在向我启示。我经常做一些，就是我的心里面的意念，还有我的回应，都是就是说不讨神喜悦的。
Even though I receive a lot of praise, but I knew that in my personal walk and the way that I do things, there are a lot of thoughts that go through my mind that is not pleasing to God.
比如说这一次当我们讲到彼此相爱的时候，我记得是尼尔弟兄分享说，不要计算人的恶。
And I remember when Brother Neil was talking about do not be calculative and thought evil for others.
然后他就举了一个例子，就说，比如说做清洁的时候， 不是我被安排清洁，我就不做。
Like he gave an example that like when we are doing cleaning up, if I'm not in the roster, I do not want to do it.
那这个我就想起来，我就因为在那个信息之前，我就是被叫去做，就是因为午餐的那个分食物的时候，那一组负责的人没多少人去。
And I remember the first day when we were doing serving lunch. The first group that was serving lunch did not have enough people helping.
然后我就被人拉去啦。
So I was in the next group, but they called me to go and help.
其实我觉得我也是出于习惯的，就是我就是被教导说不可以拒绝帮忙。
I was taught before that I should not reject to offer help.
也就是这也是我的习惯，就是一被人问了说要去帮忙，除非我真的有别的事情被安排去做的，我是一定会答应帮忙。
This is my habit. If I'm asked to help, unless I got something else on, I will go and help.
所以我也是非常的不情愿。
So I was very unwilling.
但是就是说听到了这个Father Neil的分享之后，就是一下子就被敲了一下那样。
So after listening to Brother Neil's message, as if I received a knock on the head.
那所以我觉得实际上我这个心态要调整一下。
I really need to adjust how I felt about things.
然后而且在后来。 青年组的那个表演也是，他们也是带我去，叫就是问我要不要去唱歌嘛。
And also in the youth group presentation, they asked me, can I join them to present some songs?
实际上，我也是不愿意去的。
Actually, I do not really feel like I want to do it.
而且我也是像军方一样，我是很不喜欢掺进麻烦里面。
Just like Jingfang, I do not really want to be involved in lot in troubles.
而且我也是一个很强的人，就是我希望我的意见被接纳，或者
Because I'm quite strong-willed, I like my opinions or suggestion to be adopted.
而且我也希望我被我的队友，我跟我合作的人尊重。
And I also like to be respected by my teammates.
但是我就参加了之后，就有姐妹跟我说我唱歌唱得不好啊。
And then when we sing, when we practice, there was sister say that, oh, you didn't sing that very well.
然后我也是很生气啊。
I was very angry to hear that.
但是也是没有表现出来。
But I did not show it.
所以我觉得我也是一个很坏的人。
So actually, I think that I'm quite wicked.
然后但是后来， 我真正那个心态被改变是在我们最后一次练习了之后， 就领导的那个姊妹就说我们祷告吧。
And I was really changed when after the final practice, then the sister who led us say, let us pray together.
然后就是很自然的，但是也是很奇妙的，就大家都聚在一起就低头祷告。
So it's quite natural, we all gather together and we just pray.
但是就是那个时候就觉得说， 就算我看任何一个人再不顺眼，主耶稣在我们中间。
Even though I do not, I might not like certain person, but the Lord Jesus was in our midst.
而且也是确实是每一，我也看见每一个姊妹心中都有耶稣的生命。
And I can see that the Lord Jesus' life is in every one of those sisters.
然后就觉得， 就是我们确实是应该， 确实没有理由不爱他们。So
we have no excuse not to love them.
然后， 对，所以就是觉得， 觉得这次的营会也给了很多的机会，让我去跟弟兄姊妹在做事情的时候能够真正的交，能够有交通。So
I really thank God that in this conference I was able to have fellowship brothers and sisters when we are doing things together.
而且也是，另外我自己也在我们的那个 邻里里面也安排了节目，就是我是提出了一个建议，就是让我们的邻居几家人一起来演一个节目。And
I also suggested that those few families who living close by in my suburb to present an item together.
然后结果我们的邻居叔叔阿姨们就直接让我来领导了。And
the uncles and aunties in my suburb actually just asked me to lead.
然后也是有点 很怕的那种，但是最后结果还是做出来挺好的。<笑>
I was a bit scared, but in the end, I think the result was very good.
然后我也觉得说， 即使我是一个那么坏的人，但是主耶稣放在我里面的恩赐，他还是要用。
But even though I was not good, not a good person, but the Lord Jesus wanted me to use the gift that's within me.
那所以我觉得， 这次的营会其实也是给了我很大的 鼓励，也是很大的提醒。So
this conference has given me much encouragement and much reminder.
所以感谢主，也希望弟兄姊妹也能更多的来参加我们一起聚集的 就是营会或者是其他的交通的活动。
So I really encourage brothers and sisters to go to such conferences or to our other fellowship meetings that is available.
因为在营会里面训练了之后，我也是更加的希望跟弟兄姊妹们认识弟兄姊妹，也更多的交通。
Because after the conference, I really like to get to know more brothers and sisters and have fellowship with them.
就这样，谢谢。
Thank you.
I felt a
bit scared to stand in front of so many people to share.
是昨天营会以后，弟兄说回去大家靠圣灵感动，今天有这样的分享。
And yesterday, a brother reminded us that after we go back, we can think about what we can share by the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
然后我在想，我有的什么分，我有什么分享吗
？Then I think to myself, is there anything I can share with brothers and sisters?
有时候想的好像都是失败的。
Because what I can think of is all the failures.
每次在参加营会之前呢
？Because before going to the conference,
我好像里面感觉不是很大。
I felt that there's not much motivation to go.
我也不知道我需要什么。
I do not know what I need of.
我也不知道我里面怎么了。
And I do not really know what is happening within me.
因为其实在参加营会之前。
Because before going to the conference.
我有一段很好像灵里很干的感觉。
I have a period of time that I felt spiritually very dry.
就像弟兄说，虽然我们好像表面都看上去很好。
And just like our brother say that outwardly we may say, well, everyone looks all right.
好像我都参加聚会。
And I go to meetings.
家里也有查经聚会。
I had Bible study meeting in my house.
但是我知道，当我觉得自己很饥渴的时候。
But when I know that when I'm hunger for the Lord.
我还是去读经。
I will read more scripture.
还参加查经。
I will study Bible.
我知道主没有想要放弃我。
I knew that the Lord did not let me go.
但是我发现。
But I discovered that.
我越读经。
The more I read the Bible.
主里面的话。
The word of the Lord
光照我
really enlightened me
让我觉得我真的像主的孩子吗
and I start to think to myself do I look like a child of God
因为我常常很情绪化
because I'm quite emotional many times
我可能一会儿很感恩
and one time I can be very thankful
可能一会儿又有很暴躁的发脾气
and then later on I'll become hot temper and lost my temper
所以这就是我带着这样子的情景，我去参加营会。
So in such a condition, I went to the conference.
第一天晚上
，First night，
王弟兄告诉我们
，Brother Wong share with us，
约翰福音那边说，彼此相爱是命令
，and share that to love one another is a commandment，
是绝对的
，It is something absolute，
是一定要顺服的
，You must obey without options。
然后我就想，主啊，我真的是有顺服吗？
Then I say to myself, Lord, do I obey you?
我看了你的话，我读你的话。
When I read your word, when I study it,
但是我却没有靠着顺服的心去，就像利欧弟兄第二天说，加拉太书那边说，靠圣灵得生，靠圣灵行事。
And just like our brother Neil has shared that we live by the Spirit, walk by the Spirit, but did I do that?
但是我常常却是。利欧弟兄也带我们说，分析了肉体形式是什么样的。
And then Brother Neil also explained to us what it means to walk in the flesh.
就是很自我。
It's something that's selfish.
总是为自己找理由，我为什么会这样
？Always finding excuse for myself.
埋怨环境。
Always complain about environment.
埋怨自己。为自己找很多的借口，甚至自怜自哀。
And to self-pity and find excuses for oneself.
但是圣灵行事的。
But those who walk in the Spirit.
就是只有主。
Only focus on the Lord.
就是把主权交给主。
To give our authority to the Lord.
就是愿意放弃自己的。
Willing to lay down ourselves.
所以那天就这几句话让我觉得说，主啊，我真的是没有顺服你。
And after hearing those words, I discovered that, Lord, I did not really obey you.
不是你的话没有用。
It's not that your word is not powerful.
所以就是直到昨天，我到现在，我都向主祈求了好几次。
So from yesterday until today, I keep asking the Lord the same thing.
我说主啊，我没有爱。
Lord, I do not have love.
但是我愿意依靠你。
But I'm willing to trust, rely on you.
给我爱的能力。
Give me the ability to love.
刚才谢恩弟兄说。
Just now, brother CN said.
我们如果有这样的问题。
If we have such issues.
我们真的要回到主里面去。
We do need to return to the Lord.
我们跟主的关系是对的吗？
We have to ask, is my relationship with the Lord correct?
如果不对，我们跟人跟所有人关系都会不对。
If it's incorrect, then our relationship with others will not be right too.
因为主是我们爱跟喜乐的源头。
Because our Lord is the source of our love and our joy.
如果我们跟主不对的，我们就根本就没有源头可以供应给别人，可以爱别人。
If we are not right with the Lord, then we cannot supply any love or joy to others.
所以我愿意跟大家一起学习。
That's why I want to learn together with you.
你跟着上面学，我就对着他说，啊，就我，
哎。So I say to her that I love you.
正是这样，我很感恩我的女儿，她能够在教会当中。
I really thankful to God that my daughter can be in the church.
我恳求大家继续为我们这个家庭，为我的女儿带祷。
I really ask brothers and sisters to pray for my family, pray for my daughter.
就这样。
That's all. Thank you.
真的很感谢上帝让我这次参加营会，虽然我是真的刚开始的时候我是没有想参加，因为带着两个孩子我也觉得真的 不方便，到最后
Thank God that he allows me to go to the conference. At first I did not really want to go because I got two young children to be me.
就是本来是没打算参加。
At first I did not plan to go.
然后到最后，弟兄说我们还有一周的时间可以报名，我实在是忍不住，我就去跑去报名了。
And then when brother announced that we got only one more week to go before closing date, I decided I have to register.
实在是感谢主，让我这次去营会真的得到非常多。
I really thank God that this time going to conference I received a lot.
无论是王弟兄的讲道，还是六弟兄的讲道。
Whether it's brother Wong's message or brother News message.
其实我觉得得到最多的就是在那个 workshop， 夫妇的 workshop， 由华强弟兄跟他的姐妹领导的 workshop， 我很感谢。
I find that I was really blessed by the workshop led by Brother Jonathan and his wife Yvonne。
我学了那首歌，我觉得特别感动，而且我学那种爱，那首爱是不保留。
And then we learned to sing that song, "Love is without reserve."
昨天我回到家，我就唱给我老公听。
I sang that song to my husband.
我也把华强弟兄教我们的手势也给我老公也展示给我老公猜他是叫他猜是什么意思。
And then I showed a few sign language to my husband, asked him to guess what they were for.
其实真的觉得很对不起主耶稣，因为在中国的时候就已经认识主了，可是那时候没有跟他有一种的关系。
I really felt sorry to the Lord because.I knew the Lord when I was in China, but I did not have a right relationship with Him.
来到澳洲以后，就是真的有一段很黑暗的光景。然后跟老公，他是没有信主的，就在一起了。
And when I was in Australia, I had gone through a period of darkness, and I even married my husband, who is a non-Christian.
觉得真的，现在我觉得现在我要做的事情就是要跟主有一个很好的关系。然后我现在就是一直为老公祷告。
So I felt that I want to keep a good relationship with the Lord Jesus, and I want to continue to pray for my husband.
而且我现在我也知道一点，就是我老公一直不肯相信主，是因为我的生命还不够。
And I felt that my husband did not want to believe in the Lord because my life is not good enough.
就是所以说，在去了这次营会以后，包括昨天晚上，我跟我的丈夫还是有一点的争执。
Even after the conference last night, I still have a little argument with my husband.
然后后来我就想起那天去参加那个 workshop 的手语，我就给我老公看，我就做给我老公看，我就说 我就这样子，我就很抱歉。我跟我老公就说，真的很抱歉。然后就是我老公也说，哎呀，没事啦，我会原谅你啦。
And then I used the sign language I learned in the conference about saying sorry to my husband, and my husband just forgave me. He said, "Don't worry about it. I forgive you."
那我就跟我老公说，我说我们这个人，每个人都是很自私的。我说只有主耶稣的爱是，就是真的是主耶稣的爱是最无私的。我们没有爱。
Then I said to my husband that we are all selfish. Only the Lord Jesus' love is selfless. We do not have love.
那我就唱那首歌跟我丈夫听。
Then I sang that love story to my husband, the song to my husband.
曾听说世界暧昧残酒，哪里会有爱无尽头？成熟的爱只在乎曾拥有，一颗贪婪便要走。真的，说实话，我当初跟我丈夫在一起的时候，我是这么想的，我没有想过跟他一辈子在一起。
So I when I spent time with my husband, I really felt that I want to be with him for the rest of my life, forever.
真的，我发现我自己真的是很败坏的一个人。
But I discovered that I'm a very wicked person.
然后他后面就唱到主的爱是没有保留的。
Then the song talk about the Lord Jesus' love is without reserve.
我也知道说，我真的认识主以后，我发现我的丈夫是这么的宝贝。
After I became a believer, I discovered that my husband is so precious.
即使在我跌倒的时候，主耶稣也为我预备了这么好的一个丈夫。
Even when I was in darkness, when I fell down, the Lord still prepared a very good husband for me.
他其实真的说实话说实。虽说我是信主的，但是我觉得我的丈夫他没有信主，他却各方面我觉得都比我好。
Even though I am a believer, my husband is not a believer, but in many ways he's much better than me.
他的忍耐，他的责任心，他的孝顺，我都没有。
He has endurance. He has a sense of responsibility. He is very obedient to the parents. I do not have that.
所以我现在就求主，我就跟主说，我说主吧，我是这么不堪的人，可是我的丈夫相对我来说是比我好的。
So I said to the Lord, I'm such a bad person. My husband, though I'm a believer, is better than me.
我就说主，请你救他，因为我不想。我说我希望真的以后到了天堂，我说我的丈夫也能跟我一样在这个天堂里面。所以说我真的求主帮助我。
So I ask God to help me so that I can be with my husband when we are in heaven.
所以，我希望弟兄姐妹也能为我丈夫祷告。
Please pray for my husband.
他名字叫方立法。
His name is 方立方。
方立法。
方立法。
嗯，谢谢。
Thank you. I thank God.
刚才那个冰梅姊妹交通的。
And what Bing Mei sister has shared.
我也有感触。
I also felt much the same thing.
我上来想说两件事情。
I just want to say two things.
第一件也是，我也是个没爱的人。
I'm also a person that is lack of love.
我们这次主题就是爱，在爱里彼此建立。
And the conference theme is to build up one another in love.
我们在分组交通的时候。
When we are in the small group fellowship.
我就在想。
I was thinking.
我对不起我的丈夫。
That I felt that I have not been treating my husband well.
没有给他做过好吃的。
I never make anything good for him to eat.
其实我上来前我祷告，我也说不要哭。
I also prayed that I won't cry when I come out here to speak.
但我想说一些让大家开心的话。
I want to say something that make people happy.
我说我们刚才分组交通里面。
Because in the small group fellowship.
我说了我没有爱。
I say I do not have love.
然后就说丈夫爱吃鸡。
And then I say my husband loves to eat chickens.
我说我不会做鸡。
I say I do not know how to do make chicken or cook chickens.
然后我说从年头就在那个买澳洲的那个烤鸡买到年尾给他吃。
So I went to buy 2 barbecue chickens for him.
后来会后，我们分组交通会后，我就拿到许多煮鸡的那个 recipe.
After the fellowship meeting, I received many recipes about cooking chickens from other brothers and sisters.
是，我也不想占用太多的时间。
I do not want to take too much time.
还有一件事就是。这次我想说一下年轻人。
I also want to talk about the young people.
他们今天也坐在台上。
They are also standing, sitting here on the stage.
其实这是一个很好的机会，让这些还没有到十八岁的这些年轻人。
It is a very good opportunity for young people who have yet to reach 18 years old.
他们也是，也许有些人是第一次离开家。
For some of them, maybe they are leaving home for the first time.
但是坐在我这七个女孩子当中
among the seven young girls there
还有更多的跟他们同龄的人，我就记得有两个晚上我们在那里住了两个晚上。
And there are a few other younger girls who are like their age stay together for that two nights.
他们每个晚上都像天使一样。
Every night they are like angels.
他们穿好了睡衣就是不睡觉。
They put on their pajamas, but they do not want to go to sleep.
他们就挨，怎么说？挨每一个房间就去说 good night, good night, 就这样子轮流说。
And they will go around saying good night to one another.
他们都不睡觉。
They do not want to sleep.
哎呀，真的很可爱，我看见他们。
I find that they are really cute.
因为他们也很高兴参加这样的特会。
Because they are quite happy to be in such a conference.
是，然后我知道他们。然后每一个 workshop 对青年人的 workshop 他们都按时参加。
And all the workshops they also participated on time.
因为对这些年轻人来说是很好的一个机会。
This is a good opportunity for the young people.
让他们也在爱里面有彼此的建立。
That they can build up one another in love.
也就像我们教会说，不让这些青年人等到他们成家以后还在我们，不要叫他们离开我们教会。
We really hope that these young people can stay around even after they have become older.
这种就是我们给年轻人很好的一个学习的机会。
So this is a good opportunity for the young people to learn.
感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
有弟兄提议我说，在快结束的时候跟大家有一点点的总结。
Brother reminded me that just before we finish our time here, I need to give a conclusion.
其实我也不是要做总结。
Actually, I'm not giving a conclusion.
刚才我听到很多弟兄姐妹活生生的见证。
Just now I listened to the very living testimonies from brothers and sisters.
我里边也是很激动。
I was very excited within me as well.
我知道在主的家庭里边，我们靠着活的表现的真实的活泼的生命，就是每个人里边那一个活生生的生命。
I believe that the real testimony is thatLiving life, living that's within us, the new life that's living within us.
我们基督徒不是活在一些道理、规则甚至规条的底下。
As Christians, we do not live under rules and regulations.
是一些主在你我生命中所做的活生生的感动、很平凡的事。
It is something that the Lord Jesus has done in our life and what was expressed, even though it might be very common.
然后弟兄姐妹也很诚实的在交通中说到自己的软弱、困难和失败。
And I can hear brothers and sisters saying about how they have failed, how weak they were, and the problems they are experiencing at the moment.
我就想起一首诗歌，以前我们有唱，不过可能今天很少人唱。
Then I remember a hymn that we have sang before, but perhaps we don't sing it quite often.
那首诗的内容是说，耶稣接受我这个平凡的人。
And that song is called Jesus, Take Me As I Am.
我念一念它的歌词，其实很简单跟很短。
I'll read to you the words of this hymn.
在我们小本的诗歌56首就有了。
Small hymn book 56.
你们找不到不要紧，我们两个念给你听。
If you can't find it, don't worry, we'll read for you.
耶稣收我自凡人。
Jesus, take me as I am.
没有别路，我可存。
I can come no other way.
把我深藏你怀中。
Take me deeper into you.
血气生命尽化尽。
Make my flesh life.Melt away.
将我铸造成宝石。
Make me like a precious stone.
晶莹透彻，巧琢磨。
Crystal clear and finely honed.
为主生命发光芒。
Life of Jesus shining through.
愿将荣耀归还你。
Giving glory back to you.
每一个的人，有血有肉的人，都是很平凡，都有许多软弱的。
Everyone who is of flesh and blood, we all are common. We all have many weaknesses.
但是稀奇的就是耶稣接纳、拯救我们这样的人。
But amazingly, Jesus accepted us and receiving us.
而且他不只接纳了你。他还用很大的工程继续在你我的身上做改变的工作。
Not only he accepted us, but he has performed a great transformation work in our life.
直到有一天你我都会像他。
Until one day, we shall all be like him.
所以你不要看见我很糟糕，你也别灰心。
So do not just see that I am a terrible person and therefore you give up.
我也不要看见你很多缺点，我对你绝望。
And I will not give up if I see many difficulties or problems in your life.
对我们自己，我们需要绝望。
For ourselves, towards ourselves, we should be desperate.
但是在主的里边，我们不能绝望。
But in the Lord Jesus, we can never be desperate.
正如圣经所说的，有主帮助我，我还怕什么？
So just like the Bible says, if the Lord is with me, what else? Who else should I fear?
那么刚才弟兄姐妹都谈到，在三天营会里边有很多很多的得着。
And just now, brothers and sisters shared that in that 3 days of conference, we had much gain from the conference.
为着这些短暂的时间。和在这些短暂时间里边，我们所收获的，我们的确要献上感恩。
We truly must be full of thanksgiving to God for that short time that we have and the positive that we receive from that conference.
我不幸是参加了很多很多次这样的聚会。
I have unfortunately been to many, many such conferences.
有些时候，自古热情大概维持有两三个星期。
Sometimes such a zeal or fire can be maintained for 2 or 3 weeks.
其实这是不足奇怪的。
Actually, this is not something to be amazed with.
你读到《使徒行传》有一段很美的时间。
When you read the book of Acts and we read about the disciple had such a great time.
当福音刚刚传扬的时候，很多的人都信了主，他们在主的爱的感动底下，他们过一种，用我们今天的话讲是共产主义的社会的生活。
And they were so full of love for one another, they even live out the ideal communist life to share all things together.
因为他们每个人都把自己的田产都卖掉了，没有一个人说有一件东西是自己的，他们房屋共用。
They were able to sell all they have and share with everyone. No one say this is mine.
是极其极其美的一个时候。
It is something that is so wonderful.
但是就算十二个门徒使徒都在里边的时候，
Even all 12 disciples was in it.
时间没有维持多久。
It did not last very long.
圣经告诉我们，他们当中也发了怨言的。
They began to complain.
有问题要出现的。
There are problems that arise.
现实的生活每天都是那样的平凡，那样的真实的。
Because reality of life is that there are many problems.
我想提醒大家的。
I want to remind brothers and sisters.
真正的生活是我们平凡的生活。
It is the normal life, day-to-day life that we have.
如果让我们一直住在营会里边，
If we continue to live in the camp,
我肯定地告诉你，
I can tell you for sure.
只要在里边继续住一个月，问题就出现。
If we live there for 1 month, there will be problems in that conference.
我们不是那么已经完全脱离肉体的人。
Because we are people not fully delivered from the flesh.
我们的己不是两肠道可以解决的问题。
Because our problems of self cannot be solved by two
messages. 所以神要你在平凡的生活里边接受十字架的工作，接受圣灵在我们身上深刻的雕琢。
So the Lord wants you to experience the work of the cross daily in your life.
我还提出另一个让你觉得不太开心的提醒。
I also want to remind you another matters that may cause you to be unhappy.
在我们的观念里边，就是大家非常的和谐，每次见到你脸上都有笑容。
Love in our thinking that everyone is in harmony with one another.Everyone smile at one another when we see each other.
圣经里边也没有忽略另一面的爱。
The Bible also did not deny the other side of love.
希伯来书很清楚地告诉我们。
Hebrews tells us very clearly that.
凡神所爱的，他就会管教。
Those whom God loves.He shall also discipline.
而且管教在当时是不舒服的，但是结果要为受管教的人结出平安的果实。
Even though when you receive the discipline, the time you receive the discipline, you do not like it, but in the end, you shall bear the fruits of righteousness.
所以我顺便要提醒你，也有我自己。
So I want to remind you and also remind myself.
如果你真的要更多认识神的爱，
If you want to know more about the love of God,
你真的要懂得彼此相爱是什么内容，
If you truly want to know what it means to love one another,
你要准备好，管教必定会临到你我，除非神不爱你，他就不管你。
You must prepare also to receive the discipline from the Lord, unless He did not love us.
你们做过父母的都知道，
You as parents, you should know.
没有一个小孩可以不需要管教的。
There's not one child can live without discipline.
但是没有一个父母在管教孩子的时候是巴不得把儿子打死的。
But no one parents want to beat their child to death when he or she is disciplining them.
他总是盼望他能够在管教当中明白我哪些地方错了。
But they are hoping that in the discipline that the child may understood how they should live.
刚才也有弟兄姐妹谈到，我们在爱的当中需要的是圣灵在我们里边的工作。
Just now the brothers had reminded us that what we need to learn is that to love is to allow the Holy Spirit to work within you.
我记得在
特会里边弟兄们常提到一件的事情。
I remember in the conference there was brothers who actually mentioned this quite a few times.
当我们有了主的命令，要彼此相爱。
Now we have the commandment of the Lord that we should love one another.
这个爱实行起来需要我们舍己背十字架。
In order to love this way, we must deny ourselves to take up the cross and follow him.
因为爱就是神。
Because God is love.
只有神在我们里边活出他自己的生命，那个才是神的爱。
When God lives out his life from within us, that is love.
这一个爱会比我们人里边的爱要永恒跟不变的多。
This love will be stronger and last longer than our human love.
所以一面我们真的是很感谢主在这过往的几天中所赐的恩典。
So on one hand, we're thankful to the Lord for the grace we experienced in that 3 days.
一面我盼望提醒大家，真正的爱和生活是在平凡的每一天。
But then I want to remind you that the true experience of love is in the common everyday life.
不是一直在一种情绪很极安的状况。
And it's not on a very high emotional excitement.
而是在我们意志中把自己全然的献给我们的主，来遵行他的命令，跟顺从圣灵在我们里边的引导。
But in our will, we submit to the Lord to obey Him and to submit to the leading of the Holy Spirit from within us.
那么，我常常给人泼冷水，不过我觉得我还是需要把我真实的感觉告诉大家。
People might feel that I'm pouring cold water on them, but this is how I truly felt, and I need to share with you.
请张华接受。
We ask Frank now to conclude.
实在感谢主给我们有过往三天的特会。
Really thank God for the 3 days that we had in the conference.
也实在感谢主啊，在特会中，他通过啊讲他的弟兄向我们说的话。
And thank God for the messages spoken to us, through the brothers.
啊，刚才很多弟兄姊妹已经分享了我们的主题和在特会中啊所听到的信息。
The brothers have shared about the theme and also the messages we have heard in the conference.
我想我们在过往三天的特会中不单听到了主向我们说的信息。
So not only we heard the messages from the Lord.
我们也有机会在一起操练彼此相爱。
We also learn to exercise what it means to love one another.
我们在一起有彼此更多的认识。
That we can get to know one another better.
我们也有在一起对付我们以往彼此的亏欠。
We also dealt with some of the things that we had shortcomings, in our relationship with one another.
我记得有个晚上王定兄说，要求大家在第二天吃饭的时候去找你最看不顺眼的弟兄姊妹。
I remember Brother Wong reminded in the second message that the next morning find someone you really don't like.And sit with them.
结果王弟兄的道还没讲完。
And before Brother Michael Wong finished his message.
就有两个姊妹跟我讲，我明天要跟你坐在一起。
Two sisters said to me, tomorrow I will sit with you.
确实神把我们放在一起。
The Lord has put us together.
让我们一起来操练彼此相爱。
That we can exercise what it means to love one another.
我想在我们中间每个组里有差不多300多个弟兄姊妹。
So every Sunday we have nearly 300 people meeting in this place.
啊，但是我们可能很多还不是很熟悉。
But there are many of us here we do not really know one another.
啊，所以啊，请在座的所有弟兄姊妹。
So may all the brothers and sisters who are here today.
啊，如果你啊看到哪个弟兄姊妹你不是很了解或者不认识。
If you see a brother or sister that you do not familiar with or do not know.
啊，请你啊认识他。
Please try to find opportunity to get to know them.
啊，因为我们不认识，根本谈不上彼此相爱。
Because if we do not even know one another, how can we love one another?
啊，也请啊，有些弟兄姊妹聚完会就很快有事要走的。
And for those brothers and sisters who always leave quickly after the meeting.
啊，能不能请你每次聚完会以后啊，多留十分钟
？Can you possibly stay back 10 minutes after the meeting?
啊，可以让弟兄姊妹有机会来认识你。
So that brothers and sisters have the opportunity to get to know you.
啊，我们可以彼此扶持。
That we can support one another.
啊，彼此一起来走这个天路。
And to walk this heavenly journey together.
啊，我想因为时间的关系，可能有很多弟兄姊妹还有啊要上来。分享的。
We knew that there are many other brothers and sisters who might wish to come out here to share.
啊，但是时间的关系，你今天不可以。
But because of time, we run out of time, we can't do that today.
啊，但是呢，如果说你真的是啊有这次特会有特别的得着或者感受。
But you did have something that you gained from the Lord you want to share.
啊，请你写下来。
Maybe you can write it down.
啊，我们啊葡萄树专门有一个投稿箱在门口。
There is a box outside that you can submit your article.
啊，所以可以将你的感受来鼓励更多的弟兄姊妹。
You can share your how you felt and put in the article, and then you can encourage more brothers and sisters.
好，接下去几个报告。
We have a few announcements here.